This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup, a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear, every cub, whatever, whomever. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. We're continuing the story, Fake Fur Collar, written by R.E. New, wherein Steve, a hirsute city cop, goes undercover to a bear contest with his humpy sergeant, Mike, to catch someone passing fake hundreds from Steve's favorite hangout, the Bear Cave. We took off our shirts and shoes, and I tried to grab a few surreptitious looks. I had a mental slideshow of Mike in various forms of undress, but I'd replayed it several thousand times and desperately needed new shots. My eyes wandered from his sturdy shoulders to his barrel chest, with pecs the size and heft of Ford fenders, to his stomach, lean and flat as a washboard. He worked out every day, so he was pretty damn solid. His chest was woven with wiry curls that sprang up when his shirt came off, his back tufted like grass, and his legs were furry as mink with a seam that ran down the backs from his ass to his ankles. Every square inch was covered, but if I ever had my way with him, I'd leave him flatter than the industrial carpet at the mall. When he hooked his thumbs into the waistband of his boxers, though, I knew I couldn't take much more. This was a scene I dreamed about daily, but I already had a hard-on that could have dented cement. I was going to slide into swimwear the size of a rubber band, and he had to wonder why I looked like the next guy in line at a gangbang. I reluctantly turned my back and tried to think about baseball, but even the bats started to swell.
"Crap,"
he barked from somewhere behind me.
"This thing is damn small."
"I wouldn't worry about it," I said over my shoulder. "Gay guys wear less than this to church." He chuckled, but kept wrestling with the spandex.
"This can't be right. Does this look right to you?"
Now, a guy this handsome could stretch the thing over his head and nobody would say a word, but he wanted my okay, and I couldn't come up with an excuse. I tried to think clean thoughts, but when I turned around and saw him in shorts that concealed less than saran wrap, my dick started to bounce like a 57 Chevy. "Whoa," I said, the room going bright as all the blood drained from my head.
"You look hot."
I think he was startled, but I wasn't looking at his face.
"Huh?"
he said. I mean, yeah, that looks good. There's no way you can lose this thing."
"Thanks,"
he said, his grin returning.
"I figured we'd take the top couple spots. Besides, I don't think we got any competition."
No squeeze-up, loud through the curtain, a Woody Allen look-alike following her like a baby chick. "Don't grab those trophies yet,
boys."
I found one poor